The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, I just want to continue to keep you abreast of what's been going on. Our Facebook likes continue to grow. We're over 17,000 now. And what we're seeing is there was a huge response to the episode that we did on depression. So if you guys want to check that out again, it's the August 21st. Broadcast that was done, and you can find that on The Raw Truth in the episode directory. I would like to do a big thank you to KSNV here, our local Channel 3 NBC station, for doing a new segment that they're doing. It's called Wellness Wednesday. I'd like to give a big shout out to Marie Montero, the TV anchor, to Crystal Allen, and to Jen, and to all of the production staff at KSNVT. I also would like to thank Mark Whitehead, executive producer. We spent some time together in the hallway talking about different things and different perspectives about what's going on in the health and wellness field. And I think I blew him away because he heard things that he had never heard before. So hopefully this may open a door to communication for us to be able to get our message out even further to the community. And we look forward to creating that relationship with KSNV here in Las Vegas. Okay, let's talk about the Chef's Corner. The chef is winding down. Thank God for the year. Right now we have on the books September 20th, which is Saturday, Flavors of the Heart. It's an association that we work with every single year. This is our fourth year of participation. And Flavors of the Heart is sponsored by the American Heart Association. It's the multicultural event. If you love to eat and you want to eat healthy, okay, come see us. We're at the World Market Center. It's Saturday, September 20th, and that's going to be from 7 to 10 p.m. And for ticket information, you can go to www.flavorsoftheheart.com. All right, now, guess what? It's an early show today. We're going to get into, I didn't know that. So today we're going to talk about my favorite, you know me, my favorite subject, and that is a continuation on learning about minerals. So today we're going to talk about the trace mineral, nickel. Now, nickel is a trace mineral whose actual nutritional value to the human body really hasn't or wasn't recognized until the 1970s. This is the most important due to the fact that a person's body requires very little of this mineral, nickel, in order to reap the benefits that it provides. In its purest form as its mined, nickel is a metallic chemical element, and it's located amongst transitional metals when you reference it on the atomic table for elements. Guess what? Number 28 on the atomic table of elements. So what does nickel do? The nutritional value that's associated with nickel is quite expansive, considering the fact that we only need a small amount of nickel necessary for our daily requirements. It's estimated that Americans consume approximately 170 micrograms of nickel in a 24-hour period of time. Now, nickel plays a major role in helping our body to absorb iron and the iron needs. So a lot of times when the doctor is prescribing you iron, guess what? You probably need nickel. But what we've learned in the past 16, 18 weeks is it's not only that you need nickel, you also need the other 59 cofactored plant-based minerals. Additionally, nickel helps to prevent conditions like anemia, which helps towards us building strong skeletal muscles, strong skeletal frames by strengthening the bones. So we need nickel. Where is nickel found? Nickel contributes towards nutrition in a primary way, in the sense that most of it is available through consumption. A very plentiful source of nickel can be found in plant-based products, which include things like nuts, and peas, and beans, and grains. It's also believed that foods that are prepared in a stainless steel cookware may absorb the greater amounts of nickel than what was initially contained in the original recipe. According to nutritional standards, fish, chocolate, and oatmeal are three of the most nickel-rich food products available. However, if you're vegan, guess what? Fish is out of the question. Oatmeal, it's a grain. Guess what? It's out of the question. So we believe as holistic practitioners that chocolate is going to be your best form of nickel. Why? Because you don't need that much. Interestingly enough, cigarette smoke contains a calculable amount of nickel. And studies have shown that a small amount of nickel can be absorbed through your skin just by handling coins. Now, we're not purporting for you to be smoking, but you can get nickel from handling coins. So those of you that are out here in Las Vegas and you're working in the casinos, guess what? You're touching them all the time. So what happens when someone has a nickel deficiency? Nickel deficiencies are very rare, but when they do occur, they are extremely serious. Those people who have a higher risk of developing a nickel deficiency are people who are suffering from kidney problems, cirrhosis of the liver, or if they have a basic vitamin B6 deficiency. Now, we've already talked about you cannot just supplement with B6. You're missing the whole spectrum. Symptoms of nickel deficiency can range anywhere from urinary tract infections to very, very, very severe allergic reactions. Most often are seen, guess what, in the form of skin rashes. And I would like to share with you a little story that I've experienced for the last week since we were on the air. I bought a pair of sterling silver. What I didn't know was nickel-infused earrings. I have spent the last week with a +4 allergic reaction, strong. I've had a nickel reaction over the years, but never to the point that it was this time. To the point where I had severe itching. I had severe welts, and I couldn't sleep at night. So I would have to take a Benadryl. And you guys know me. I'm not a big fan of, you know, drugs. But it was so severe that if I didn't do something, I might end up going to the emergency room with an anaphylactic shock. So I was able to work with, I did vitamin A and vitamin D ointment. I used a combination of, a calamine type of a lotion. And by the way, Walgreens carries a calamine lotion that is an aerosol. Do not use it. Because if you're scratching like crazy, like I was, and now you add this aerosol, and that aerosol has alcohol in it, guess what? It made my allergic reaction even worse. There's a generic brand that Walgreens carries. It's called Citracil or Citracal or something like that. I can't remember the name right now. But if you need to know that information, please feel free to give me a call or you can email me at chefsharon@rawfoodexpress.com, and I can share that information with you. As soon as I use this particular topical, it was an analgesic, it stopped the pain. Number two, it stopped the itching. Number three, it allowed me to apply vitamin A and vitamin D to help heal my skin. Because guess what? That skin was so hot, it had a thermic production. My skin, as it started to heal, was actually peeling, just like you would experience if you had a sunburn. All right? Now, symptoms of a nickel deficiency can range anywhere, as we talked about just a moment ago, from urinary tract infections to a very severe reaction, most of which are seen, guess what, in the form of a skin rash, which is what I had. In very severe cases, people who suffer from a nickel deficiency may also experience paralysis, alongside with the fact of inflaming the liver and the lungs. So my protocol is going to be about another 3 or 4 days, and as I'm finished, I'm going to do a little bit of detoxification of liver, okay? Now, number four, excessive supplements and symptoms. Now, nickel can play a very important role in nutrition, but too much nickel can cause very severe side effects. Now, we look at nickel in a plant-based form, so normally you don't have to deal with the fact that you can have very severe or high levels of nickel. High levels of nickel, that become toxic are often a result of an allergic reaction, like me. Digestion problems, high red blood cell count, kidney failure, and possibly even lung cancer. For this reason, it's very important to incorporate a healthy, balanced diet into your daily routine. So for those of you who still think that if you eat organic, you can get everything you want from your organic food, I will continue to pound home the fact that you cannot get all of the trace elements and all of the trace minerals in your food. It is absolutely impossible. Now, high nickel levels can be avoided through the elimination of using nickel-containing jewelry, like myself. It had never bothered me before, but guess what? I guess as I get older, I become more sensitive. As my body continues to detox and cleanse over all of these years, it still continues to be sensitive. So those of you who suffer from allergies from nickel, you need to be particularly careful to avoid foods that are nickel rich. Okay, now we've talked about the, I didn't know that. Now we're going to go back to the science of raw food, and the science behind it. Let's do a little quick recap of what we talked about last week. And that's going to be the fact that we talked about the 7 secrets of a healthy blood sugar. And that's eat more high fiber, have more water, have more nutritionally dense bulky foods, avoid excessive dietary foods, exercise. Okay, I know you don't want to hear it, but guess what? When you're hurting, don't worry about exercise. As you start feeling better, you're going to have the energy that you need in order to exercise. As long as you're in pain or in inflammation, exercise is not in your equation. All right? So we want you to also stay lean, keep your body fat low. We want you to consume lots of omega-3 fats. We want to keep your cortisol level down. That's the stress level, whether it's coming from stress or sleep or caffeine. And we also want to look at the glycemic index of our food. We want to keep those indexes low. We learned about the glycemic index when we talked about healthy blood sugars, all right? So we want to keep those glycemic indexes low. We know that honey is way on the top of 100% being saturation, and I believe honey is around 97, 98, 99%, okay? Way too high. So guess what? Let's do this. Let's take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com, or check out the blog, The Raw Truth Radio Show blog.com. We'll be back.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, if you have any questions for me whatsoever, please feel free to give me a call at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you choose not to call in, you can certainly email me at Chef Sharon. Sharon is spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E at rawfoodexpress.com. Okay, here we go. Now we're going to continue on. Today we're going to start part four of Raw Food, the Science Behind It. Today we're going to talk about We briefly talked last week about understanding the acid-alkaline balance, and we understood that some of the necessities for life are things like temperature and water and food and shelter and oxygen and the proper mixture of our atmospheric gases. Temperature. What temperature is comfortable for you? What happens when you get too cold? What happens when you get too hot? A certain body temperature range is necessary to promote the processes of life, breathing, digestion, elimination. pH, the same is true for your pH. Your body requires a certain temperature range internally for it to function properly. Your cells require a certain temperature and pH in order for them to function properly. So what is pH? pH stands for potential of hydrogen. The pH of human blood, is slightly alkaline. When we're born and spanked on the butt, the pH normally ranges between 7.325 and 7.425. And this pH is a very narrow range, and it must be maintained. When we fall outside of that range, body goes into an automatic mode, and it starts leaching minerals from our bones, from our teeth, and from the bloodstream. Now, the range that is often referred to as the pH balance, it's also called the acid-alkaline balance. So I want you guys to follow me now. Here's the pH scale. 0 on the left, 14 on the right. 0 being acidic. On the right, 14, high alkalinity. In the middle, dead center, 7. So you can see that when we're born, if our pH is 7.325 to 7.425, we are to the right of the alkaline scale, which means when we're born, we are alkaline. So So why is the pH balance important to us? Enzymes in our body function at a particular pH range. The pH range is necessary for energy production. It's necessary for the elimination of waste. We use the pH range, when we're using it to help us process vitamins and minerals. The pH range is necessary for detoxification. The pH range is necessary for the breakdown of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins, etc. The pH range is necessary for brain and nervous system function, and many, many more. Now, the importance of the pH balance is something that's called hemostasis. We've heard this week after week after week. And hemostasis is the body's natural way of creating the balance. Your cells need the proper pH for an uptake and utilization of the nutrients from your blood. You also need to have the proper pH to release waste products from the cell back into the bloodstream and then ultimately into your urinary tract, where it's then excreted through your kidneys. We also need to have the proper pH because of the acceptance of oxygen from the blood and the release of carbon dioxide back into the blood. We also need a proper pH for the normalization of our cellular processes. So a lot of times when we think we're only dealing with just our diet and so on and so forth, we're dealing with many other issues, okay? And as you can see, here are just a few. Now, the acid-alkaline balance, in order to maintain the normal physiological homeostasis or balance, the bloodstream must maintain 7.325 to 7.425, and the body has a very unique mechanism to keep the blood pH within its normal range. Now, if you're trying to maintain that pH balance, here's what your body does. It produces and has buffering systems within the blood and within your extracellular fluids. Extracellular fluids are those fluids that are found outside of your cells. The extracellular fluids help to neutralize acid and any alkaline compounds, specifically bicarbonates. Now, calcium from the diet or from your skeleton can be used by the body to maintain a normal blood pH. Bet you didn't know that. Respiration, which centers in the brain, helps to regulate the breathing rate and how quickly our body is going to expel or exhale carbon dioxide. Number four, kidney regulation. About time for some water here. Either an acid or alkaline urine is excreted during the body processes, depending on both blood and body fluid pH. Things that can affect your kidney regulation are the contents of your diet. The top four on this list that are used by the body automatically to adjust the pH. However, we do have control over the contents of our diet, right? So we can control the acid-alkaline balance, the pH of our balance, depending on the type of food that we eat. So the more acid-forming foods that we eat, stress is then put on the buffering mechanisms of your body to try to help maintain that 7.325 to 7.425 pH balance. All right, let's talk about acidity. Acidity is basically nothing more than the breakdown of nutrients, things like proteins and fats and carbohydrates. These breakdowns constantly generate acids that are needed to neutralize the acidity. Acids like lactic acid, which comes from exercise, carbonic acid, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, and guess what? Phosphoric acid is the number one acid that is found in your sodas. So if you have to drink sodas, just make sure that phosphoric acid is not one of the ingredients. We are not promoting drinking soda. All right? Also, there's another acid that's called acetoacetic acid and citric acid. Now, normal metabolic waste products are largely acidic. So when your body starts breaking down all these different foods and things that you've eaten in your diet, the normal metallic waste is going to be largely acidic. And we just learned, when the body's pH is outside of that 7.325 to 7.425, we now fall into the acid realm. If we're in the acid realm, then we need something to neutralize the acid. And guess what that's probably going to be? All of your alkaline minerals. Those alkaline minerals are going to help us with neutralizing and bringing our body back into the homeostasis or proper pH balance that it needs to be. Now, one of the reasons why we push consuming a diet that has a net alkaline effect is to reduce the need for calcium. And guess what? The number one alkaline mineral that your body is going to pull when you are too acidic is calcium. We've already learned 87% of our body is calcium, right? So you tell me, no one is getting enough. Absolutely no one. So you have forms of alkaline minerals, things like sodium, potassium, magnesium. Sodium is going to come from your veggies. Your potassium is going to come from your fruits. Magnesium is going to come from your green veggies. Your calcium is going to come from things like almonds and bok choy and napa cabbage, all right? So you can see that these, even though they may be in minuscule amounts, they're absolutely necessary for the body to perform the hemostasis that it needs in order for it to function and do the necessary bodily functions that you need every single day. Now, some of the acid minerals that your body has in it are things that are normally high-protein foods, things like nitrogen comes from our proteins, chloride comes from salt, sulfur comes from protein, phosphorus also comes from protein. All right? Now, you can see as we move forward that more and more of these foods are starting to fall into a category of being acid or alkaline, in line with the acid-alkaline balance of our body. Let's talk about acid-forming influences, things like meat products, pasteurized dairy products, most grain and bread products. And as we mentioned before, because we follow Dr. Wallach, we do not endorse grains whatsoever. However, those of you who still feel that grains are a part of your diet, we would suggest that you take raw grains and you sprout them. Because once they become sprouted, guess what? Their pH changes and they become alkaline. Also on that list of acid-producing foods would be things like processed foods. Most nuts and seeds, because of their high protein content, which is why we soak them. Alcohol, cigarettes, coffee, soda, vinegar, spices, and guess what is acid-forming? Negative emotions and stress. And this all goes back to when we did the episode on epigenetics, so you may want to check that out and see what that's all about. Now, the alkaline-forming influences are most fruits and vegetables, with the exception of cranberries, plums, and prunes, all right? So, guess what, guys? Let's take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. You hold that thought, don't you dare touch that mouse. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com, or the blog, The Raw Truth Radio Show blog.com. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Have you thought about chiropractic as a possible healing mechanism for any conditions, ailments, or pain you might be feeling? If not, why not think about this as an alternative to or a complement to Western medicine? Tune in to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld and co-host Dr. Robert Woolery. On the show, we'll answer your questions about chiropractic and how much it can save in both time and money when compared to conventional medicine. Listen Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years, Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that? Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we just started to get into part four of Raw Food, The Science Behind It. We briefly discussed the understanding the alkaline balance and the effect of temperature and water and food and shelter and oxygen and other atmospheric gases of what they have on the acid alkaline balance. We discussed temperature, and we also discussed the true definition of what pH is. It's the potential of hydrogen. We talked briefly about what the pH balance is, and on this scale of 0 to 14, we talked about that, so you may want to pick that up again. We also talked about why the pH balance is so important, the importance of it, the acid-alkaline balance, how you maintain it. Your body has a built-in mechanism, okay? Calcium from your diet is going to be pulled if you're in an acidic state. Respiration is the center at the brain. It's going to help regulate our breathing rate and also help to reduce and quickly reduce how quickly carbon dioxide is going to be exhaled through our lungs. We talked also about the kidney function and the effect of the acid-alkaline balance. We talked about the different types of acids that were formed as a result of the acidity built up in the blood, things like lactic acid, carbonic acid, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, acetoacetic acid, and citric acid. Then we talked about acid-alkaline balance and the different types of alkaline minerals that can help to maintain that acid-alkaline balance. Things like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and calcium, all alkaline-based minerals. The acid minerals are going to be things that are high in protein, which are things like nitrogen and chloride and sulfur and phosphorus. We also talked about what types of food form acid influences, things like meat, pasteurized dairy products. We talked about most grains. We talked about, as a follower of Dr. Wallach, we do not support grains. However, if you are a grain person, at least take raw and sprout them until they become alkaline, because they do change their pH from being acid-forming to being alkaline when they are sprouted or very lightly sprouted in a alkaline purified water base. Now, when you're sprouting, I would like to mention you're just going to see the very beginnings of a little bit of a tip coming out. After that, take them out of the water, rinse them, and use them, because they're going to sprout very quickly, and you'll go from a point of being where they're nutritious to where they can become toxic. We also learned that acid-forming influences can be things like alcohol and cigarettes and coffee and soda. And we talked about the fact that the phosphoric acid that's found in soda, if you have to drink soda, stay away from the phosphoric acid. I believe on YouTube there is even a video that shows the degradation of tooth enamel as a result of phosphoric acid. However, if you were to watch commercials today, they're going to tell you that the acidity comes from your fruits and vegetables. That is a bunch of BS, okay? We know that the acidity is coming from the very processed foods that we're eating, the meats that we're eating, the grains that we're eating, the alcohol and the cigarettes and the coffee and the soda and the vinegar. We know all of those are what actually affect the acid on dental. But they're trying to make it sound like fruits and vegetables are the villain, and they are not. So don't be fooled, boys and girls. This is the purpose of this show, is to let you know about the fallacies and how they're marketing to you and they're manipulating you, okay? You don't need to be concerned about acid-forming influences when you have a properly balanced diet, All right? Okay, let's talk about the pH of urine. Now, urine is basically a reflection of what your kidneys have excreted in order for your body to maintain that proper pH in your bloodstream or the hemostasis. Okay? And we know that many times when you're looking at the urine pH, you'll have a urinalysis done. It's going to tell you that you're in the normal range. Well, the normal range is the standard American diet or the SAD, S-A-D diet, which gives you a pH range for urine between 5.5 and 6.5. That's the American diet. However, those of us that are holistic and more on the raw food side, per Dr. Gabriel Cousins, we're looking at a pH in our urine of about 6.3 to about 7.2. All right? Now, acid urines indicate that the body's buffering systems are being utilized. The body is going to use calcium and pull it from our bones and our teeth in order to neutralize the excessive acid that's found in our bloodstream. Okay, guess what? We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk now about B12. What is it? It's also known as cobalamin, C-O-B-A-L-A-M-I-N-E. It's one of the 8 water-soluble B vitamins, and we talked about this before. We talked about the fact that B12 is essential. Your body does not make it, and guess what? It's stored in your liver. B12, very, very important in what? Number one, the formation of cells. B12 is involved in the production of DNA and RNA, which is part of our genetic code. It's also responsible for the formation of red blood cells along with folic acid. So you can see why B12 is critical for pregnant women. Folic acid deficiencies, spina bifida, where the spinal cord does not close on newborns. B12 is also responsible for the maintenance of healthy nerve cells. B12 is involved in the formation of myelin. We've heard this before, the myelin sheath. The myelin sheath is what covers nerve cells. It's the protection at the end. And the analogy that I gave was something like the a shoestring with that little plastic coating on the end. It helps to keep all the frayed nerves and everything in a centralized form. Also, the synthesis of SAMe, S-A-M, small e, and ultimately serotonin. Serotonin, guess what? We call it the happiness. It causes happiness. It also enhances the activity of our immune system. It also helps to decrease blood levels of homocysteine. Now, homocysteine, don't get freaked out, is just a compound that they link to heart disease, depression, and now we're even hearing that it could be linked to Alzheimer's. Okay? So, let's talk about some B12 deficiencies. Skin cells, things like in the epithelial cell, you can have problems like digestive disturbances, like something called glossitis, which is a sore tongue, and there's an increased wound healing time because of this vitamin B12 deficiency. Megaloblastic anemia, which is macrocytic anemia, it can cause weakness and fatigue. Another B12 deficiency would be something called nerve damage. And you can have things like memory loss and dementia. You can have difficulties in concentrating, numbness and tingling, and poor coordination and tremors. And also, deficiency in B12 is also going to be a possible decrease in the serotonin production levels in your brain. And guess what? Low serotonin production equals depression. Depression equals a diminished brain function. A deficiency in B12 can also cause anxiety and irritability. It also affects the homocysteine, which affects and damages our arteries. Okay, it's a cause of heart disease, heart attacks, and stroke. Homocysteine also is responsible for inflammation and free radical production. So where does B12 come from? There are 364 known sources of the bacteria that helps to form B12. Now, you tell me, are you getting all 364 sources? I doubt it. This is, again, why we continue to support, and promote vitamin, mineral, supplementation, plant-based. All right? It's inconsistent to find in plant sources sufficient levels of B12. And one of the reasons why vegans and raw food vegans are at a risk for B12 deficiency is because why? They don't supplement. So these can be challenges in the modern world, in the real world. So how much B12 do you need? A very small amount do you need every single day. Infants, about 0.5 micrograms. Children, 0.9 to about 2.4 micrograms. And adults, 2.4 to 2.8. Single supplemental doses are going to range anywhere from 500 to 1,000 micrograms. And a multivitamin will often supplement less than what you actually need. Now, there's many forms of B12, and B12 is considered to be generally safe, and there's no toxicity symptoms that can be associated with B12. B12 is stored in your liver, and guess what? The most popular form of supplementation of B12 is one of two sources, methylcobalamin or cyanocobalamin. Now, the methylcobalamin is the best source of B12. Why? Because, number one, methylcobalamin in the human bioactive form of B12 is much preferred. Cyanocobalamin is the most widely used form of supplemental B12. Why? Because, number one, it has a shelf life of about 20 years. Whereas your methylcobalamin, the shelf life is about 2 to 3 years, all right? So you're going to pay a little bit more, but you're going to get a better grade. So that choice is strictly yours. But now you know there's difference between B12 and B12 supplementation. We're going to talk about the different ways that you can get B12, all right? So let's talk about, there are some foods that were previously thought to contain lots of sources of B12, but they haven't really been found to be a reliable source. However, let's talk about some vegan B12 sources. Plants, fermented foods, seaweeds, spirulina, and we're going to talk about spirulina after we come back from the break. Corella algae, probiotics, Red Star nutritional yeast, and supplementation. There's also something called the AFA, and I'm going to pronounce that when I come back from the break because it's a very long word, also known on the market as E3 Live. You can get it in the frozen section at most of your health food stores, and that's the blue-green algae. And in most cases, for people who don't know the difference, they think their number one source is to have a B12 injection. Now, one of the things that we found out recently is that some of the recent studies have linked spirulina, and spirulina is going to be your one of your sources for a vegan B12. One of the new peer-reviewed sciences is showing that spirulina has been linked to Parkinson's, Parkinson's being a neurological condition, exactly what Michael J. Fox has, all right? So you may just want to kind of back off of that one a little bit until we get some more information and before you start using it, okay? Now, let's talk about, real quick, before we go to the break, there's different forms of B12 supplementation. You can do oral. You can do sublingual, which is under the tongue, and we believe that that is your most valuable and absorbable form. Sublingual, under the tongue. Can't talk. Time for water. If you're very deficient and you have trouble absorbing this and the intrinsic factor, then a B12 shot will probably be what is going to work the best for you. Hey, guys, don't you dare touch that mouse. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like me on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com, or check out the blog, therawtruthradioshowblog.com. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we were just starting to get into a little bit of a recap about B12, vitamin B12, why it's important. We have two different forms that you can get. You can get methylcobalamin, a little bit more expensive, shelf life 2 to 3 years, or cyancobalamin, which is the most common that you're going to find on your shelves today, and that's with a 20-year shelf life. We talked about some different sources of vegan B12, specifically for those of you that are cutting out animal products, and that's going to be things like plants and fermented foods and seaweeds and spirulina, probiotics, chlorella, algae, and Red Star nutritional yeast, and, of course, supplementation. And last on the list, we talked about E3 Live. All right, let's talk about spirulina real quick. Some of the recent studies have linked spirulina to Parkinson's. So those of you who may be experiencing maybe some twitches or nerve issues, you may want to back off of that a little while. And those of you that are not taking it, let's just stay away from it until we get some more peer-reviewed science, all right? So we talked about B12 supplementation, a couple different forms. You can do it orally in a B12 supplementation, or we suggest the best source is the sublingual B12, which is going to be under the tongue. Now, after you've been doing some B12 sublingual supplementation and you're not feeling or noticing any different, then there may be a trouble with absorbing the B12 or one of the intrinsic factors that are necessary for B12 to be absorbed. So in that case, we would probably recommend talking to your healthcare professional, but more than likely they're going to suggest a B12 injection. Now, let's talk about one of the misconceptions. Humans can utilize the vitamin B12 because why? They make it on their own in their intestinal bacteria. No, does not happen. Guess what? You have to supplement. Now, facts about B12. Bacteria are the source for all B12. B12 can be manufactured in the large intestine by this bacteria. However, B12 is absorbed in the small intestine, which is called the distal ileum. So it's manufactured in the large intestine, and then it travels through the intestinal tract to the small intestine, where, guess what? It is now absorbed in the small intestine. B12 does not travel backward from the large intestine back to the small intestine. And don't count on your intestinal bacteria to supply you with the specific and adequate amounts of B12 that you need. It's not going to happen. How do we test for B12? We test for B12 by doing a blood sample. We do a serum B12, which is not the best blood test to use. We're going to check for serum homocysteine. We're going to look for very low levels of serum homocysteine, which is going to indicate to us that there could be problems with heart disease, depression, or Alzheimer's. We're also going to check your serum methylmalonic acid, or your MMA, which is a metabolic byproduct that is broken down by B12. We're also going to check urinary methylmalonic acid. All right? Now, these are things that can be checked by your doctor. These are B12 tests that you can ask for when you're feeling, you know, a little slow, a little depressed, whatever that case may be. Okay, now let's move on. We're going to talk about, remember, we're still talking about raw food and the science behind it. So now we're going to move into the biochemistry portion of it. We're going to talk about AGEs, or something that's called AGEs, and acrylamide. Now, AGE stands for Advanced Glycation, GLYCATION, and end products. And what this is basically going to tell us is that as we cook our food, whether we're browning it, or we're roasting it, or we're braising it, the temperature has a direct effect on how those nutrients and the byproducts are produced. Cooking increases the amount of AGEs to a point of about 25-fold. And if duck skin, okay, 100-fold. Roasted duck skin exhibited weight for weight almost 15 times the AGE content of that of a donut. So what we're basically trying to explain to you folks is when you cook your food, you produce these other products, part of the biochemistry of heating food. And many of these products, specifically AGEs and acrylamides that we're going to talk about next, that are cancer-producing agents. So when we go to the doctor after years and years and years and we find out that we have cancer, we think we got it all of a sudden. Well, guess what? We didn't, okay? It has been going on for anywhere from 10 to 60 years. Cancers are very slow growing unless you have the type that are very, very aggressive. Now, let's talk real quick about acrylamides. Now, if you want to check out acrylamides and a true definition of what they are, you may want to check the archive episode directory for the August 7th, 2014, with Dr. Rick Dina. He talked in details about acrylamides, A-C-R-Y-L-A-M-I-D-E. Now, acrylamides are a chemical intermediate monomer with a variety of, guess what? Industrial application. So you have to say food. Well, we're going to find out very shortly. You're going to find acrylamides in things like your water treatment, which acts as a coagulating agent. You're going to find it as the building blocks of some of the plastics that we use. We're also going to find out that we use acrylamides in grouting agents for things like dams and pipes and sewers. We're also going to find out that we use acrylamides in paper and pulp processing. And also, guess what? Acrylamides is a cosmetic additive normally and usually used in dyes. Now, if acrylamides damage DNA, and they do, then high doses of this neurological and reproductive toxin can be observed. Probably the most carcinogenic product known to humans is acrylamide. And guess what, ladies? Your nails are made of acrylic. Acrylic is a byproduct of acrylamide. So in 50, 60 years from now, if you develop a cancer, don't wonder why or where it came from. Acrylamide exposure should be as low as reasonably practical. I know it's kind of hard, particularly in our new world today, but acrylamide formation is a combination of an asparagine, which is an amino acid, and glucose, which is a reducing sugar, plus heat above 248 degrees. We talked about this before. Maintain those temperatures under 248 degrees. Things like crock pot, steaming, not boiling, not frying, and guess what? You do not produce acrylamides. We've learned that acrylamides are cancer-causing. All right? So let's take a quick look at some of the acrylamides that we're exposed to in the foods that we normally eat. I'm just going to list them based upon how high they are, not specifically the numbers. McDonald's French fries, Burger King French fries, KFC potato wedges, the jumbo size, Wendy's French fries, the biggie size, the Ore-Ida French fries, baked at 3 ounces. Of course, it drops to about half on the acrylamide list. Pringles, 1 ounce, 25, they're baked. Okay? Fritos, corn chips, 11, and Cheerios at 7. Now, let's talk real quick. Aspartame is found in a variety of fruits and vegetables, with potatoes being the highest. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that baked potatoes take the skin off because there is a carcinogen that is produced that is known to cause cancer. Get rid of the baked potato, steam them, boil them, do not blacken your foods, okay? So, if you expose yourself to more foods that have higher temperatures, things like thin potato skins, they generate more acrylamides. So, you can see that cooking is going to be detrimental. Hey guys, guess what? This is all the time we have for today. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. I really appreciate you spending time with me. Hey, let's do this again next week. And now you, guys, go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.